I can say God has been very, very good to me. Thank you. The overwhelming, reckless love of God who leaves the 99 to look for the one. Amen. Good morning, beautiful people of God. I hate that I'm wearing this mask. Can you hear me okay? I know you can only see my shiny eyes. But first of all, I wanted to thank you for your prayers. As you can see, I'm fully recovered. I'm here and grateful to be back. I can say this to you, there is nothing like worshiping in person. I've been worshiping online, but there is something special about being among the body of Christ, hearing the songs, being together, all of those things. I am grateful to be back. But I ask in this moment that we continue to hold our staff and our congregation, the community, and the world in prayer. And so here's my public service announcement. If you are not feeling well, please, 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 please stay home and worship with us online. This is an opportunity for us to continue to be together, but we want to stay well and healthy for ourselves and our families. Amen? Amen. All right. So I want to say this because I haven't said it in a while. I saw the staff. I saw Josh for the first time in 2 weeks. Pastor Josh in 2 weeks. And I guess I must have been in fever dreams or something because I feel like I just saw him yesterday. But he reminded me this was the first time for us to be together in 2 weeks. So God is good. And all the time. This morning you received two things. The elements for communion. Did you receive those? Amen. As well as a rock. Do you have a rock? Amen. We are going to revisit our Advent text this morning. And this rock is imperfect and smooth. But we are being connected today through our text and this rock. John the Baptist, in our text today, continues to prepare the way for the one whom he says is not fit to loosen the strap of his sandals. This rock, along with our communion elements, bring together two of our most grace-filled and sacred sacraments that connect us to each other, our wider community of faith, and to our God. This rock is yours. And for those of you who are baptized, you may or may not remember your baptism, but do remember you are baptized. For those of you who are not baptized, it is not too late. This rock, again, connects us to our text, John the Baptist, and Jesus the Christ. I want to say these words to you, and if you don't remember anything from today, remember this. When God is pleased, nothing else matters. When God is pleased, nothing else matters. If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to Luke 3, 15 through 17 and 21 through 22. You'll see the words on the screen behind me. Hear the words of our Lord. The people were filled with expectation, and everyone wondered whether John might be the Christ. John replied to them all, "I baptize you with water, but the one who is more powerful than me is coming. I'm not worthy to loosen the strap of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. The shovel he uses to sift the wheat from the husks in his hands. He will clean out the threshing area and bring wheat into his barn. But he will burn the husks with a fire that can't be put out. When everyone was being baptized, Jesus was also baptized. While he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit came down on him in bodily form like a dove. And there was a voice from heaven, "You are my son, whom I dearly love. In you I find happiness." Other translations say those famous words, "In you I am well pleased." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we are just so grateful for this privilege to come before you to worship your holy name publicly, to do your will, O God, to sing songs of praise, to be with one another, and Lord, to hear what you have for us today. Hide me, O God, let this message be from you. Continue to use us all for your glory. In your name we pray. And all of God's children said, amen. I have had the privilege to take part in many baptisms. Baptisms in local rivers, in rural church areas, in the Jordan on a Holy Land trip, in a swimming pool, full immersion. I baptized twins, entire families, confirmation classes, and a nighttime rendezvous with about 20 college students and a hotel fountain at an event in Disney. So if anyone from Disney is watching, that was us on the video. We have to understand that baptism is an outward show of God's inner working of grace and transformation. Last summer, my dad shares a story that while he was in Puerto Rico, he witnessed over 50 plus believers being baptized in the ocean. He said he sat on the beach and prayed. And then he happened to mention that there were some scantily clad people on the beach as well, and he does not believe that they were in line to be baptized. Leave it up to a parent to say something like that to a child. God is at work in our midst. God is at work in our homes, and God is among us. We are in a season of Epiphany, and from now until Easter, we will wind our way through the Gospel of Luke. For those few who might have heard of Epiphany, chances are you will know that it was the day in which the Magi came. The word Epiphany means manifestation or revelation. The wise men are celebrating on Epiphany because they represented the revelation of Jesus to the Gentiles. Epiphany symbolizes the revelation of God in Jesus Christ, and such a revelation is cause for great celebration. The baby who was born in a manger seems relatively unimportant compared with the events that proved to the world and continue to prove to the world who that baby was. Today's text is full of 2020 affirmations, resolutions, I would like to say, that have the power to guide us through this new year. These 2022 affirmations will affirm that you belong here, the broken and the sinful, to be redeemed and made whole by our God through Jesus Christ, his Son. So let's take a moment to look at verse 2020. This is 2022. Let's look at verse 21. How's that? When everyone was being baptized, Jesus also was baptized. While he was praying, heaven was opened. Saints, Jesus has arrived on the scene, and John the Baptist has chastised the crowd and told them to produce fruit that shows that you have changed your hearts and lives. What we witness is Jesus intermingling with the crowd. Remember, the text tells us when everyone was being baptized, Jesus was also baptized. We know that there are soldiers present, tax collectors present, those who are accused of cheating and harassing citizens. But we also understand that the crowd was in great expectation as John appealed to them and proclaimed the good news. Jesus is among those who are broken, and his very presence speaks volumes. See, the Son of God, who is sinless, does not need to be baptized or to be made whole. We know this 2,000 years later, but in his context, they did not. Can you imagine as Jesus started his ministry of miracles and healing, someone saying, "Hey, I was baptized with that guy," because they recognized him being in their presence. Jesus affirms for each of us today that he is with us, among us, in our brokenness, in our confusion, in our doubt, in our sickness, and in our expectation. There is something about the name of Jesus and the overwhelming, reckless love of God. Jesus has arrived on the scene. He's intermingling with the crowd. While they were being baptized, he was baptized. I don't know if you noticed in the passage, but Jesus prays. He's on the scene, and not only is he mingling with the sinners, coming to the sinners, he is also coming to God in prayer. Jesus demonstrates and affirms he will not undertake his public ministry of teaching and healing and miracles under his own strength. He demonstrates that he will not take this new mission under his own power and abilities. He is teaching and showing us the source of his strength, the source of our strength, goes well beyond ourselves and is affirmed through the power of prayer. Prayer. Listen carefully. While Jesus was praying, heaven was opened. I'm going to say this one more time. While Jesus was praying, heaven was opened. Not only should that make us excited, but there is a connection between prayer and heaven opening. I mean, the text makes the connection, not Pastor Sheila. Jesus is affirming, because Jesus is among us, his Holy Spirit is in us, that every time we pray, every time we gather in prayer, every time we get on bended knee, every time we put our hands together, heaven is opened. Every time you pray, saints, heaven is opened and God manifests himself in your life, in our life, and in the life of the church. This connection, this affirmation, is our lifeline, individually and collectively, undergirding everything that we do as followers of Jesus Christ. Jesus prayed, and heaven opened. These affirmations are not a cure-all. They're not a step-by-step guide. And they're not saying that nothing will ever happen to us that we won't consider tragic or harmful. But it is saying that you are not alone. And through this rock, this connection, through your baptism, that you are in line and with millions upon millions of people across the world. I don't know how often we need to hear, whether we are married or single, in a room full of people, that you are not alone. You are connected in so many ways to a God who stood among the sinners to be baptized so we could see and we can know that he is among us no matter what. We are called to live out our baptismal identity, a baptismal life in which we hear the words, "In you I am well pleased." For when God is pleased, nothing else really matters. Verse 22 says, "And the Holy Spirit came down on him in bodily form like a dove, and there was a voice from heaven, 'You are my son.'" In other synoptic gospels, it says, "This is my son." But Luke writes, "You are my son, whom I dearly love. In you I find happiness. In you I am well pleased." This is the first time that we see the Trinity manifest itself between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We witness the mention of the Holy Spirit coming down like a dove and a voice from heaven, God's voice, publicly and privately affirming that Jesus is God's beloved Son. We need to hear this affirmation from God as well. The words, "In you, I am well pleased." Powerful and life-giving words that we also need to hear from each other. In fact, or perhaps, all of humanity should hear, "You are my children whom I love. With you, I am well pleased." When Jesus heard these words, his life changed forever. His baptism, though not of repentance, was the momentum and the empowerment for mission. Those words, those powerful words, would do the same for our families, our children, our neighbors, one another, and even our enemies. Can you imagine saying to someone, "In you, I am well pleased"? Maybe that should be one of our resolutions. To tell our spouse, our colleagues, our friends, that you are beloved, and in you I am well pleased. So I ask, saints, if God would publicly affirm you, what would God say? The Gospel of Luke uses very few words to share with us the baptism of Jesus. But those few words, he guides us to faithful ministry. He guides us to identify with all people, because like Jesus with the crowd, he is among us as well. Who guides us to depend upon God in prayer for the strength to live and to love the way God loves, and to hear the affirmation of our God as the source of our purpose, to hear those words, "In you, Cokesbury. In you, Pastor Josh. In you, Francis. In you, Sally. In you, I am well pleased." Finally, saints, in this passage, we see that Jesus was present. He was present with the crowd. He was present in prayer. And when heaven opened up and the Holy Spirit descended on him like a dove, he was present to hear the voice of God. Your presence matters. There's an old story about a woman who was living through the aching pain of bereavement. She kept coming to church during her time of grief, but she would just stand there with the hymnal in her hands, not singing. A good friend noticed this and said, "I see you're not singing, and I also know how much you love to sing. Why don't you just try to join in? It'll make you feel better." "I'm sorry," said the bereaved woman, "but I just can't sing right now. I'm sure I will eventually. But for now, I know the church is singing the hymns for me. And that is a great source of comfort." Your presence matters. It is through your baptism, past, or if you're still thinking about it, future, and your presence that connects as a symbol to this community of faith. A symbol that says, "I, through God's grace, acknowledge Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I too am a part of a pilgrimage of men and women and children across the nation and the world from days past well into the future who choose to follow Jesus Christ." This rock is a reminder that we are connected to this text. Traditionally, when we would talk about baptism, those who were baptized would come up and touch the water. But today, this is a tangible reminder that Jesus was baptized to show humanity that we are loved and that Christ is our rock and our Redeemer. So I end with this. The prophet Isaiah tells us what baptism does promise during our life on this earth. In chapter 43, he says, verses 1 through 2, "Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you." Christ, beautiful people of God, is our rock and our Redeemer. And remember these words: "For when God is pleased, when God is pleased, nothing else really matters." Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, this rock is a reminder of the waters that made the edges smooth. This rock is a reminder that you are our Redeemer. And your Son's baptism is a reminder that you affirmed him as your Son. And we are witnesses to that affirmation. And because he is in us, because he is among us, our baptism empowers us with strength and love to hear those words from you, that you are pleased with us. May everything we do, O God, be pleasing in your sight. And as we go to this table of grace to receive this Holy Communion, this gift from you, may we remember you are our Redeemer. In Christ's name we do pray. And all of God's children said, amen.